Fifth and final hour, the South Shore's Morning News coming to you from Broadcast House in beautiful Marshfield. And it is that time of the week. Yeah, there she is over in studio. You can see her on YouTube. Hello, YouTubers. Yeah, thanks for watching us on YouTube. You can see our lifestyle expert, Francesca Luca. There she is, our lifestyle coach. We're ready to answer yet another question. This is Love Bites on WATD. And Love Bites is taking a bite out of love one question at a time. Love Bites is sponsored by Meineke's Hanover or Quincy location. Stop by today for fast, reliable car care. Go with the name you know. Go with Meineke. 781-837-4900. It's the text line, 781-837-4900. Here she is, Francesca Luca. Good morning, Francesca.
Good morning, Rob. It's nice to see the sun out today for a change. Three days of rain is a little bit too much.
We need the rain.
I know, but not that much.
Okay. All right, not that much. Yeah, no, the grass is enjoying it for his short time that it has. Okay. All right, so here we are. Francesca answers your questions. You get to chime in, by the way, if you have an opinion, 781-837-4900 on the text line where you say, I want to chime in and say something. 781-837-4900. We know people love to chime in. All right, so Francesca, you ready for this week's question?
I am ready.
All right, let's see what Francesca has to say. All right, dear Francesca, this is from Linda. We'll call her Linda. All right, it's hard to believe the holidays are coming up so quickly. You often answer questions from listeners who are putting up with cheating, emotional distance, disrespect, and bad deals in relationships. I'd love for you to talk about how to walk away and still remain whole. I'm tired of always picking up the pieces. Last Thanksgiving, there was an empty chair at my dinner table. My boyfriend of 9 years was no longer part of my life. Although it's been hard, I knew I had to leave. He was subtly abusive, not in ways people could see, but in how he made me feel. Every time I tried to share my feelings, he'd twist it around and make me the bad guy. It was exhausting. I'd like your point of view on how not to get caught up in the would-haves, should-haves, and could-haves. Linda, help me out, Francesca.
Oh, boy. Okay, well, that sounds like an emotional hangover after a breakup. The if only he wasn't a gaslighter, a manipulator, maybe even a narcissist. Linda, you say not in ways people could see. That kind of insidious behavior is actually the most destructive because it leaves you questioning yourself. So I've got a couple questions for you. Why did you ignore your intuition? I would guess probably what you were regretting the most is ignoring the red flags, but don't feel bad because we all do.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess my question to you would be, why did you stay so long? Did you mistake drama for passion? Or was it a distraction from your own issues? Because that's pretty common. And another question I have for you is, did you actually miss the person or the version of them that you hoped existed? You know that expression, if it wasn't so bad, it could have been good.
Hmm.
Right? Yeah, right. But anyway, before I give
if
you
If only he was.
Yeah. If only, yeah, exactly.
Other than that, he would have been great.
Yeah. If it wasn't exactly. But before I give you a couple of tips, and I do have a couple for you. Rob, weigh in here. You were divorced. Did you stay longer than you knew you should? I know I did. I'm just curious because I think that it's not uncommon that people stay longer than they should. And I hope that's not too personal, but
no, of course not.
Yeah, good.
I don't know. Probably. I mean, I don't really know. I didn't really plan on that. So.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right. Well, all right. So, yeah, because I know that, you know, for myself, I mean, I just sort of kept hanging on. There's a lot of reasons we hang on. It's comfortable. It's, you know, you sort of start living your life without that person. But the longer you stay, I really think when you know it's time to leave, the worse it is.
Hmm.
Yeah.
And well, yeah. Yeah, I guess it'd be in my case, I didn't have children. So I think sometimes, you know, that can make things more difficult.
Exactly.
But, I mean, in this case, nine years?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, 9 years is a long time to be with a guy that does sound like he's not a great guy.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I know she's lamenting the fact that there's the empty chair. But you know, maybe that's a good thing? Or, I mean, we want to tell Linda, right, that it's going to be better.
Oh, of course it is. Of course it is. I do have a totally different question to ask you. I'm just sort of curious about this. Do you think that men regret after the woman has moved on? Because men seem to be much more interested in old flames after they're no longer available. Do you find that?
In some cases, yeah.
They always seem to be very interested as soon as she's got someone else.
Yeah, and I mean, there are cases. I have friends where it seems like sometimes they, you know, they pretend they don't care, but then they're still checking out their social media. Mm. And then there's other people I know that have had really, they don't even pretend the person exists anymore. You can't even bring up their name. It's like they're dead.
Yeah.
I know.
You're dead to me.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I mean, I know. Empty chair at the Thanksgiving table. He's dead.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I don't know. I feel bad. You know, I mean, but I've seen both, I guess. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
Do you feel men, though, are more? I mean, especially if, well, I don't know. Like, say it's like, you know, bye-bye, Francesca. And then, you know, you're with, you know, some guy driving a BMW. And I'm going to be like, oh, what's going on? I hate this guy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well,
with
I think it sounds like you did the right thing, although John Wayne would probably disagree. He said, do you remember John Wayne saying a man deserves a second chance, but keep an eye on him?
I don't know that one.
No? Oh, I was a big fan of his. Anyway, I say enough chances already. But anyway, so here's a couple of tips. It may sound a little corny, but write yourself a letter as if you were your own best friend. Seriously. And read it to yourself in the morning, maybe even in the afternoon, definitely before you go to bed at night, because it sounds like you're still sort of like got this rerun thing going. Mm-hmm. So this is what I would say. Tell yourself as if you're her friend. Remember the reality, not the fantasy. Don't romanticize those moments you wish could have been different. Remember the ones where he showed you who he actually was. And also, you do need to acknowledge your own part, but then move on. It's fine to reflect, but don't make the lesson into a life sentence.
Hmm.
Right? You know, you did the best you could at the time. You got to stop the reruns. Christine, what do you have to say about this?
Christine.
I know you're chomping at the bit.
No, she's been chomping at the bit.
I'm just listening.
Christine, come on in.
Come on in, Christine.
Okay, you had, two questions there about men being interested when they can't have somebody?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I knew you were going to jump all over that.
Well, I was just thinking what happened when I got engaged many decades ago. A lot of old boyfriends came out of the woodwork.
Don't they always?
Like, I haven't seen you since eighth grade.
I know.
I think it's that. I think it's primal. They want what they can have.
I do, too. I had to just ask.
And hey, Christine, I was thinking about you the other day. Oh, you were? Wow, it's very convenient.
Oh, you're not wearing knee socks anymore.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's interesting, and I think this was a very, very sensitive and very emotional question she asked you.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And I know people have been in similar situations. And I guess my take is a little bit different. You know, she seems like she's thinking a lot about what happened. My feeling is learn to distance yourself.
Absolutely.
Sort of like you do in the newsroom. You can't take some of the tough stories we do so personally. You have to compartmentalize it. I don't think she should be second guessing herself or worrying about it's over, move on. And I know that's tough.
Exactly.
But I think she's thinking about it. It's a big part of her emotional history, and that she should acknowledge. But this person doesn't sound like they're worth spending that much time on. And it's just like your parents would say, fill that space with something else. See your friends. Get involved in a new hobby.
Yep.
Don't sit home and watch romantic movies. And gradually, I think that space, that sadness, will start to fade away because you're going to fill it with something else. And don't second guess yourself. Say, I did this. It was great. Mm-hmm. It's time for something else. Look at it as a new up to offer and shouldn't be second guessing any of it. She made the decision. It was time to move on. Move on.
Yeah, it sounds like you're telling her that, you know, if you've decided to retire from the relationship, stop entertaining the reservations, right?
Absolutely.
So, and you know, the other thing is too, whatever was that last straw, that's a good thing. It really is. He did you a favor. The door had to close because you would have settled there, right? It's a good thing. So, I've got a little bit of practical advice here. You know, sometimes we over-explain our exit, you know, worrying about what everyone will think and say. And I'm not saying that's you, but, you know, we do tend to wonder what other people are thinking. And look at it this way. you got yourself a fan club girl, if that's the case, right? And stop checking their phone, or not their phone, their social media. You know, just don't do that, right? And never, never apologize for loving yourself fiercely. And I mean that. So to Linda and anyone staring at the empty chair this holiday, claim it, right? Sit in it and sip something strong and smile. And Love Bites gang, remember, you need someone who goes out of your way to make it obvious they want you in their life. So cheers to you, fierce, unapologetic, and unstoppable. Wow. You go, Linda.
Wow, there you go. Good advice as always from Francesca Luca. Hey, after all, she is our lifestyle coach, taking a bite out of love one question at a time, Love Bites. And if anybody wants to reach out, remember, we try to get to as many questions as soon as we can. Francesca, how people reach out to you?
All right. They can go to my website, talkwithfrancesca.com, and click on the navigation bar, contact me. And starting this week, we are now continuing the Love Bites segment after dark from 9 to 10. Still the Francesca Luca Show, but we'll be continuing the conversation.
Love Bites.
So write in.
Love Bites after dark with Francesca Luca. Getting into paranormal as well. Oh, okay, maybe not. All right, so that'll be tonight. That'll be 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock, 9 to 10. Yep. And don't forget, she's here at 9:10 every Wednesday. And, of course, a little kiss from Love Bites. If you even wanted more, we have that on Tuesdays at 8:26. Let's see. One text from Ed from Marshfield. Christine, this is for you. Ed from Marshfield says, Christine, heard you talking about those guys. When you're a rose amongst the weeds, I understand those
Aww.
Other men.
Aww.
That's Ed from Marshfield. All right. Thank you. I'm sure he's waiting outside. All right. That's Love Bites. We do it every week at this time on WHD. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.